Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. We're talking about meat. We're talking about meat yesterday. Talking about meat today.
Yep. We're just a carnivore.
Sunday.
Yep.
Two teams playing from cities known for their meat. Kansas City ribs and Philadelphia cheesesteaks. And speaking of meat, can you play that Pink Floyd song, please?
Just that part.
Yeah, just the part.
If you don't take your meat, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't take your meat?
Now, does that sound like me?
Yes.
If you had an accent.
Yes.
That sounds like me? Yep.
If you had an accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
The tenacity.
Ruth?
Yes, the delivery.
I think it does. I think you should do it with the accent so we can.
I don't do accents well.
If you don't take your meat.
Yes.
You can't have any pudding.
That's pretty good.
I pictured your face the whole time.
Wow. All right. Well, Matt Meriden drives every day at this time with his son, Rory. And Rory heard that song and said, is that Chaz?
How can you have any pudding if you don't see your meat?
Yeah, when you get excited, your voice does it. You cracks and you get loud. I can tell you from the juice incident.
Well, Matt.
Why would you get juice?
Exactly. Exactly. Boom, right there. Pink Floyd guy.
Well, Matt and Meriden, like any good dad, said, yeah, that's Chaz.
Atta boy.
Of course he
so
did.
Rory, for the longest time, thought I was in Pink Floyd.
Oh, don't know.
Sorry.
But Rory now knows and still thinks I'm cool. So thank you, Rory, for listening. And thank you, Matt.
Thank God.
There's a fight going on in the Twitch chat room over mayonnaise on a Philly cheesesteak.
It's the big debate.
Yeah, it's always the big deals that matter to them.
Yeah, I like it. These are the important things. I want to know what they're fighting about.
Nobody's arguing about the meat. The shaved ribeye seems to be the way to go.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're with me on provolone cheese.
Wow.
On cheesesteaks. Mm. And then the fight came in about mayo, whether to add that in or not.
I try it.
And people are very entrenched whether it belongs. It either helps, as you were saying, like kind of blend everything into one entity where, you know, you get the meat juices and the cheese and everything goes into the bread. Apparently the mayo helps that process. And other people just don't like the taste of it, which I don't.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want mayo on my ribeye steak. You know,
No, I don't either. Not there. But like when it's mixed with, like if you put mayo and ketchup on a burger.
Yeah.
With lettuce and tomato.
Whopper.
There's something about it that I love.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that on Twitch, I noticed they went right from talking about the heart doctor we had yesterday right into the cheesesteak. I'm like, I see why you got the patience.
It's, yeah, there's a connection there.
He found my problem.
Where do you get the best Philly cheesesteak? In Connecticut.
Yeah.
As close as you can get to the real thing.
Yeah.
Stephen Norwalk, what do you think?
I've got nothing for Connecticut, but many years ago I was in Philadelphia and I went to the place that claimed to have the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
They all do, by the way.
Well, yeah, no one's going to say ours sucks.
Right.
No one's going to say,
we almost have the best.
Don't come here. We stink.
We have the third best.
Right. Don't come here at all. Have the ice cream.
Do you remember the name of the place?
It was Bocello's.
Okay.
And the guy behind the grill looked like Frank Vincent. The whole place looked like a scene out of Goodfellas. Wow.
You had to feel pretty good going in.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm in a good spot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, try the informant.
Yeah, with the wife beater and everything, it was and, you know, before the
I don't know if we call him that anymore,
yeah,
but go ahead.
Yeah, a sleeveless t-shirt.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, PC. Sorry.
Underwear. Underwear.
Muscle tee.
Yeah, muscle tee. Go with that.
And before the world went crazy, he had these buckets, and it was, like, timed. Like, everything was done, and there was a slicer that sat next to the grill, and he would slice the meat. The meat goes on the grill. There's a pile of mushrooms. There's a pile of fried egg. He'd reach into the bucket, throw a pile of each one onto the grill. They would all cook independently, and then he would throw the cheese over the meat.
And on the
I
grill.
I don't know whether it was mayonnaise or not. It didn't taste like mayonnaise, but he had a little bucket of something. He put this little squirt across the top.
Do you want to know what it is?
He started slowly mixing everything together, grabbed the toast and or the The roll was on the griddle maybe 15, 20 seconds, just to put like a little sear across the top.
Yeah, a little browning. A little brown.
Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, so everything didn't sink through, and then he put it on there. And when you ask for a Philly cheesesteak, or just, well, down there, you say, give me a cheesesteak. And that's how it came. There was nothing else, no ketchup, mayonnaise, no nothing put on it.
Okay, I got to write that down. It seems like we're going
together. And when you would eat this thing, so much meat would fall off. You could have probably got an extra roll and made another sandwich.
Heaven.
No.
Absolutely amazing.
What's the name of that place?
Bocello's.
Bocello's. That was over in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was probably 15 years ago.
All right. I'm sure they're still open. Thank you, man.
But that was...
It sounds like heaven.
It really does.
No, that's the way to do it.
It does. It's heaven in a muscle t-shirt, yes.
What do you got, AJ?
It's funny. Someone wrote, holy moly, there's this little known place. When you go, they recognize you, have this awesome huge steak and cheese ready for you. Number one in Connecticut. Name would be nice.
I saw that, too.
I'm like, what's the name?
How do they recognize you? Yeah. I thought it was a joke. Right. Like, it's my house or whatever.
Right.
Kristen on the road.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got one. Now that you're all done with your food orgasms, can I talk?
I'm not done yet.
Who said I'm done?
I'm never done.
I'm sorry. I'm just joking. There's a place called The Hole in the Wall in Fairfield. Yeah.
The Hole in the Wall.
It's amazing. It's right on Route 1. And,
Well, you sold it. It's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost my
It's tough after
I'm
the
so
Bocello's call to come in and just say, wow.
Yeah, I'm having a cigarette.
All right, no, we appreciate your call. I have a suggestion as to what I think is the best rom-com for a guy to watch where he won't be bored to death.
American Graffiti.
And the women love it.
No? Okay.
At least I think they do.
Okay.
Joe Myers is on, movie guy. He's going to give us the top five, because I'm not going to say mine, because I think mine's on here somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it newer?
Look at you.
No.
Oh.
No. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. This is a really good topic. You know, I got a lot of suggestions overnight on social media. I mean, there's so many rom-coms spanning so many years. And it was interesting. One Facebook friend just had a list that included, and I thought it was rather strange, Fatal Attraction.
No, there's nothing comedic about it.
It's a love story apart for a little bit.
So the definition of romantic comedy, you know, expands and contracts. A couple of people mentioned Romancing the Stone, which I consider almost more of an adventure romance.
Action movie.
It's a broad topic, and it was hard to boil it down to five that I really, you know, have watched several times and like a lot.
All right, so let's hear your top five.
Okay. At number five, I had to go with a golden oldie, you know, because so many great ones were made in the 30s and 40s. And out of that group, I picked His Girl Friday, which stars Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell. And I'm especially fond of it because it's a newspaper set romantic comedy where Cary Grant is the editor, Rosalind Russell is the star reporter. And in the course of covering some pretty intense stories, you know, they have a lot of banter. They're very fun. It's maybe Rosalind Russell's best role. You know, she's a Waterbury native, great comedian, and it's just fun. And it holds up. It's on several streaming services as we speak, so it's still popular.
I always try to watch those old movies because I love those actors and actresses. I love the fashion. I love the dialogue.
Yep.
I love the old cars.
Yeah.
I love when the phone goes off, it's like ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding.
Hello, man.
Hello.
Hello, man.
I love there's no air conditioning. There's a fan, so you see moisture on people actually sweated back then.
That's right. I stink on ice.
I love all that, but I'll watch for like 5 minutes. I'm like, what else is on?
Yeah. Right.
Like, I can only.
Wow. Just people don't even talk like that anymore.
No.
This one is worth giving it a shot. And speaking of telephones, there's a lot of time is spent, you know, yelling at each other on telephones and getting scoops on the phone. And,
wow.
You know, all of my journalist friends place it very high up because, you know, a lot of people I know sort of fell in love on the staff of a paper, so they identify.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
Okay.
Give them the feels.
All right. What's next?
Next is My Best Friend's Wedding, the 1997 Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz movie, which I put in there on there because it's really an unusual romantic comedy in that, you know, Julia Roberts finds out that her best friend from college is about to get married, and she decides that she missed the boat with him, and she goes to Chicago to basically break up the wedding and get him back. And so she's kind of the villain of the piece, you know, and it was one of Cameron Diaz's first big roles, and it's just a lot of fun, really charming, lots of surprises. Julia is excellent. It's unusual, and it doesn't have a, quote, happy ending, but it has a satisfying ending.
Not for me. Yeah.
I don't know that there's a single movie that has the word wedding in the title that I've enjoyed.
If I
see the word wedding in the title, I just don't even bother.
You're right.
Oh, boy.
That word is a beacon. It's a homing device.
Okay.
Right.
Or like Italian
to
wedding.
Women.
I like Italian wedding soup is good.
It's that, you know.
Movie titles, AJ. Movie titles.
No, you know that, like that dog whistle? And the dogs can hear it, and their heads
yes.
tilt.
Yeah.
Women hear the word wedding.
Yep.
Right. What?
Huh?
Mm. Zombies right. must see right. wedding movie.
I don't care if he doesn't want to see us. My must watch.
Ruth?
Have you, this was my pick. You asked this morning, and this was my pick, and I love this movie, too. Have any of you actually seen this movie, or did you just not see
the
it?
The one Joe just mentioned?
Yes.
My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
No.
It has the word wedding in the title,
None
so I've literally never spent any time watching it.
I will go further and say as soon as Joe said the title of the movie, I stopped listening. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what the movie's about right now.
Do you know who's in it? Did you hear who's in it?
I heard Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay.
I was thinking, what am I going to have for lunch today?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Because, you know, a lot of people also suggested another Julia Roberts movie, Pretty Woman.
That I'll watch. That's not bad.
But it's a good thing I didn't include Four Weddings and a Funeral and My Big Fat Greek Wedding with you guys' aversion to weddings.
Isn't it always the same thing, Four Weddings and a Funeral? That's all, they're all one thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I was forced to watch Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman wasn't bad.
I think it was probably better when it was brand new.
Yeah.
You know,
well, Julia Roberts dressed like a hooker was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That part was good.
That really launched her as a star. I mean, she was in her early 20s, and she became the biggest star in movies.
Then she had a lot of love it and screwed everything up.
Okay.
It was weird.
What's next?
Number three is an old favorite of mine, When Harry Met Sally, with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. You know, they start out as friends, and the whole thesis of the movie is, can a man and a woman just be friends and not, you know, gravitate into a love affair?
Right.
Nora Ephron wrote the script, Rob Reiner directed, great music. It's all set in New York. Just fun. Again, it kind of launched Meg Ryan as a star. I mean, she's terrific in it.
Except for that one iconic scene of them with she's having. I couldn't remember and the rest of the movie.
It's a scene in Katz's Delicatessen where Billy Crystal talks about faking, you know, that people cannot fake orgasms. And she proceeds to do that in the middle of Katz's Delicatessen. And at the next table, Rob Reiner's actual mother says, I'll have what she's having.
Right.
That's a long movie.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, you think, that's a great movie. You start watching that. It's like, holy crap.
How much of my life am I losing here?
This is long. When is this over?
I just want that one scene.
It is a long and winding road.
I go on YouTube, watch that one scene, I'm done. I'm good.
That's 90 minutes?
Is it?
It's a tight 90.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, it's under 2 hours.
Was it 4 days? Was it 4 days?
It felt longer.
Yeah. Runtime is an hour 36.
Really? Are you sure about that? Can you check it?
Marcy and Waterbury?
I just checked.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I want to recommend a movie that just came out on Prime Video. It's Shotgun Wedding, the one with Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel.
Yes.
My husband is just like you guys. He doesn't like any of those lovey romantic comedies. At the end of that movie, he said he actually enjoyed it. It was funny, and it was emotional, and there was action. It was stupid in some places, but it was well done.
Who's the guy in it?
We were cracking
up. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
Who?
Lenny Kravitz is in it. Jennifer Coolidge. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw the trailer for that, and the first like 40 seconds, you're like, I'm never watching this. And then something happens, and it takes a left turn. You're like, what movie did they make? What is this?
Huh. Oh yeah, it's all over the place. It's great. Cheech Marin is even in it.
I never see Jennifer Lopez and think, now there's a movie I should see.
Right.
I have to say, I feel the same.
I do admire her talent and her longevity, but I never...
She kicks butt in this movie. She kicks butt. I like her.
They put her in sort of an action role. It's like a fake... It's like under the guise of a rom-com, but then something goes horribly wrong, and she becomes an ass-kicking bride for the rest of the movie.
I saw what it seemed like.
That's what it should be called, ass-kicking bride.
I saw a Money Train. Yeah. That was good.
Absolutely. And she is sexy as hell in every outfit she wears, and even as her wedding dress gets destroyed, she is still stunning. That woman in a tattered wedding dress and combat boots is sexy as it all
gets. That sounds pretty hot.
Need some time here, buddy.
I might want to watch it just for that reason. Thank you, Marcy. Yeah, that was a good pitch.
I'm going to need a shower now. Thank you.
I remember seeing the trailer and being like, that looks pretty wacky and fun, but then I never actually watched the movie.
Damien Wolcott.
Yeah, Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Okay.
Would that be a rom-com?
That movie is hilarious.
No. It's hilarious.
I haven't seen that. Mike and Daisy's
but
Wedding Date.
What do women think of it?
What do women think of it? Oh, Aubrey Plaza is great.
Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick play I don't want to call them con artists, but they're opportunists. So they see these guys who are looking for dates for their sister's wedding, and they're known screw-ups. So they use Craigslist. This is a true story. I think we might have even talked about it on the air. They went on to Craigslist and said, we need wedding dates. It's for our sister's wedding. You can't come and be like jerks about it. They wound up on national TV, like going onto the Today Show, looking for their wedding dates. So these girls see it and they're like, opportunity. And then that's the movie. I don't think that's how the whole story really shook out, like in reality, but they definitely used that premise for the movie.
But
I have to check that out.
So one of them or both of them stay together, the couples, because it's not a romantic comedy if it's just a couple of women use a couple of guys.
No, this is a reality show.
The brothers are actually hysterical in that movie. It's Zac Efron and one of the guys from Workaholics.
That sounds fun.
I can't remember it. What's his name, like Damien?
I can't remember his name, but it is hilarious, especially the ATM scene.
ATV.
The ATV.
Yeah. Adam Devine. That's his name. I couldn't remember his name.
Thank you, Damien.
All right. Have a good day. Yeah, I have to see that. I'm a big Aubrey Plaza fan. I have to check that one out. She was just in The White Lotus.
Aubrey
Plaza.
Place to go to. Like,
she hosted SNL recently,
I'm going to Aubrey Plaza to go pick the sneakers.
All right, Tom Cantone from Mohegan Sun just texted me. The coolest movie is The Age of Adeline.
That's with Blake Lively. God, the girl from...
Harrison Ford,
I think, is in... Yes. It's a time travel kind of thing.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Very romantic.
Where are we on this list? Because I want to tell you the one that you should, if you're a guy, you should pick.
We're up to number two. We did 5, 4, 3. Number two is one of my favorites, going back to the 70s, one of the few romantic comedies to win Best Picture, Annie Hall with Diane Keaton and Woody Allen. That was the year where Annie Hall, believe it or not, beat Star Wars and Close Encounters in the Best Picture race.
I just remember every girl dressing like Annie Hall after that became very annoying.
Yep.
Where the hell did she hang out?
I'm just saying, Long Island, yeah. A lot of girls, in high school, all the girls will start dressing like Annie Hall.
Huge fashion influence from that movie, from Diane Keaton, absolutely. Yeah, Everybody wanted to look like her.
Like anything's in my closet, throw it on right now.
And what's your next one?
The number one became hugely popular again during COVID. I think it's hard to top Moonstruck with Cher and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, it says that one
funny
scene.
I love that movie. I've seen it a million times.
It is a great movie, and I was really impressed with Cher's acting. Nicolas Cage is great.
Absolutely. Right.
Great chemistry.
That was a hell of a hit she gave.
A lot of fun to watch.
Olympia Dukakis.
As a guy, I'm not like, oh, my God, when is this torture over? Right. I enjoyed the whole trip.
Right.
Good movie.
But I have a better one, especially for this weekend, a weekend that's leading into the Super Bowl and then Valentine's Day, Jerry Maguire. It's a movie about a sports agent.
Right.
And you see football, and there's sports, and there's guy stuff.
Right.
On Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
With romance.
Right.
And the comedy doesn't feel real lowbrow. Like, you just have a very charismatic character who's just naturally funny.
And show me the money. That's very romantic.
That's great.
When the world dumped, when the world dumped this guy, she was the only one in the office to leave and say, I'll come work with you. Remember, he got fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
All I want to know who's coming with me.
No one stood up except for her, and then they end up together.
Is this the one? Says, you had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
Okay, I've heard that line before. Yeah, yeah. No, movie. Yeah,
no, but it's great Prince because as a guy, you're watching the thing, and then you know Cuba Gooding Jr. is awesome in it.
He's great. He deserved everything he got for that movie.
Jerry, I want to hear you say it. Show me the money.
Right.
Show me the money. Jerry, louder.
Say it like I mean it.
And he's in his office, and you can see the glass. It's all glassed off, but you hear him scream, show me the money!
I love black people!
I love black people!
And then the whole time, he's watching all of his clients just get poached one by one.
Right.
The lines are just blinking off. He's like, I'm in this now. I got to just stick with it till the end.
Great movie.
It's a great scene, too.
Especially for this weekend.
It's a really good movie.
All right, Joe, thank you. Joe Myers has a great podcast, now a major motion picture on Spotify. Thank you, Joe.
Stump the Chumps.
Famous mothers, Anthony and Branford.
Sir Richard Starkey's mother, what's her first name?
She's not famous.
Sure she is.
Really?
Wow. She's famous for having him?
Her son's famous.
That would be a top one, sure.
Right, right, right.
Nah, sorry, man.
Right, I'm gonna say Mrs. Stark.
Appreciate you, but
Mrs. Stark.
Stump the Chumps.
No, it's famous mothers.
Right, mothers who are famous.
Right,
not a mother who had someone famous.
Right. That'll be tomorrow.
Yes. No, it won't. We're not stupid.
Emma in Wallingford.
Sure. I don't know if this is gonna count, but what famous song did the Beatles be inspired by Paul McCartney's mother?
Let it be.
Very good.
Nice.
Stump the Chumps.
I don't think it counts, but I knew the answer.
Are those Maxwell Silverhammer?
That's why it counts. We knew the answer.
Maxwell Silverhammer.
His mother was named Mary.
Ah.
And as
Mary
he was having dreams of the Beatles breaking up, he was really troubled, and she would come to him in dreams.
Okay.
Mother Mary.
Oh.
Stump the Chumps.
Jeff in Middletown.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. When Alice Cooper's drummer, Neil Smith, was on your show years ago. He told us that he did this famous TV mom at a Hollywood party back in the 70s.
Was it Mrs. Brady? Ah.
You know, I love you, man. That is a great question.
Wow. Let's see. Was it Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady back then?
No.
I don't know. She was pretty
We're thinking
frisky.
Out loud here, by the way.
Well, thinking out loud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wouldn't be Mrs. Cunningham.
I don't know. I don't remember this story.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Famous mom. No. The mom from, let's see.
It's got to be something from the 70s.
Yeah, like the 70s, right, yeah.
Actually, she was on TV shows in the 60s.
So, Munster.
Yvonne DeCarlo.
The lady from the Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, Carolyn.
I don't know any show
Carolyn,
from the
Carolyn
60s.
Adams, Carolyn Adams, yeah.
60s.
The Brady Bunch were 60s, 70s, so it could be you know, Florence Henderson, because she was pretty frisky.
Yeah,
and
but I don't think Jeff would say.
Yeah, 60s.
60s.
Yeah, very wholesome demeanor.
Leave it to Beaver.
Very wholesome. Not
that was that was 50s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 50s. Yeah, although the name's funny. It's magic. No,
not Aunt B. She wasn't a mother.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Wait, no. We can get this. The '60s. Was she in a comedy or a drama series? Very wholesome mom. Lassie's mom. Timmy's mom.
Lassie's mom.
Right. Timmy's mom. That lady, June Lockhart.
Yep.
June Locker.
You got it.
Yeah!
Wow.
The Chumps.
Wow.
How chumpy do we sound now?
We lucked out.
That was watching the team fumble 14 times and still score the touchdown.
That ball is bouncing.
Beef man?
Oh, the actress that plays Olivia on Law & Order SVU has a very famous mother. The actress's name is Mariska Hegarty.
Yeah, it's Jane Mansfield.
Mansfield, yeah.
Correct, yep. Good job.
Stump the Chumps.
Correct.
Correct.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your question?
Who is Melanie Griffith's mother?
Melanie Griffith's mother. Yes.
Well, there was a line. Yes. Melanie Griffith's mom.
You know, you're the only one in, I think.
Melanie Griffith's.
So,
hang on. Don't move. Melanie Griffith's mom.
Yeah. Think it out, AJ.
I'm trying to think. I barely know Melanie Griffith.
I know this one.
But I do not.
What was she in TV? Was she in movies?
Movies.
She was in movies. Was she a dramatic actress or a comedy actress?
AJ's fishing.
I don't know a lot about her acting.
Okay.
Acting, like, okay.
Well, what have you seen her in?
that would give it away.
Wow, okay. So it is a specific role that she's known for.
So she's a known actress.
Very, very famous movie.
Very famous movie.
Okay. Blonde with the Wind. Trying to think of the...
Not the lady who was in... who was like Psycho, right? The lady in the shower.
Is that it? No.
No, is it? No. I have no idea.
Janet Leigh. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, gotcha.
Is it from The Birds?
Tippi Hedren? Tippi was Hedren?
We're going to go with that.
Yeah, Tippi person.
Darn it.
Rude.
Nice.
That's two.
The Chumps.
Boom.
Nice. Another. We had that ball bouncing. Nice.
Well, we've learned if she jumps in to answer, we just take it because she's batting a thousand so far.
Not always. Do you have the Guns N' Roses clip?
Hell yeah. Okay. I need 12 seconds to pull it up.
All right. So we've been talking about playing old clips on Monday during the anniversary show.
Yeah.
And apparently Ruth was on the show a long time ago.
Oh. This was April of 2016 when Guns N' Roses reunited and we were giving away tickets.
Uh-oh.
All right. You have to guess the song lyric, and if I tell you got it correct, you better sound excited.
Go ballistic.
Ruth in Hamden?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You sound like a nice person. I don't want to hang up on you.
I'm so nervous right now. Okay.
You know what I love? Don't be nervous. I love in the very first second, all we heard her say is hi, and I immediately knew she was a nice person,
right.
And AJ immediately made fun of her.
Hi.
What I do.
Hi.
It's what I do.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I was identifying with her. I was making it as a simpatico.
Yeah, okay.
Right. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't be nervous. Take a breath.
Right, you're with friends here.
You're with friends.
Breathe.
Okay, you ready? Are you a Guns N' Roses fan?
You don't even know. Yes.
So we ask. We don't know.
Yeah, we know.
We should be able to get this now.
Right.
And
I hope so.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, good luck.
Okay.
Got a rattlesnake suitcase under my arm. I said I'm a mean machine, been drinking.
It's so easy.
What is it?
It's so easy.
You're wrong.
Where'd she go?
It's
Night Train.
Oh, God, it's Night Train. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's freaking Night Train. Oh, my God. Yes, I knew that.
Would hurt so bad. That would actually hurt.
It wasn't that easy.
That hurt.
It's so easy because
when you said it's so easy, I thought you meant it's so easy.
It's so easy.
Well, then just give it to me.
Oh, my God. No, give me another one. Give me something off. Spaghetti incident. I swear I know.
Oh, my God.
You're going to remember that one for the rest of your life.
That sucked.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I did that.
I can't believe you did either.
I changed my name. Move. And now here you are. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing.
Full circle.
It's amazing how these things work out. That's funny.
You don't have to display any kind of talent to work
and
here.
I was celebrating your voice, by the way, not making fun of you.
Hi.
Hi.
Shut up, Phil.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, God. Why did I? And I brought this up.
She did. I would have never remembered. I had no idea.
I'm like, where'd Ruth go? She disappeared.
Yeah. Face red, hiding under counter.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.